The Rouse Simmons set out from Thompson, Michigan on November 23, 1912, en route to Chicago to deliver Christmas trees for the holidays. It was met by a ferocious storm that swept Lake Michigan and forced many ships into port. The Rouse Simmons did not make it back. Keith Meverden is an underwater archaeologist with the Wisconsin Historical Society in Madison. He led the team that surveyed the Rouse Simmons in July and August. He says there was a rescue attempt for the ship on that November night.
They sent a motor lifeboat out to intercept the Rouse Simmons, but by the time the motor lifeboat from Two Rivers got out into the lake, the Rouse Simmons was nowhere to be found. So she was lost with all hands, and nobody knew what happened in its final moments.
Everton says the mystery surrounding its disappearance and its cargo of Christmas trees made the Rouse Simmons a legend on Lake Michigan, and earned it the moniker the Christmas Tree Ship. Everton says the wreck was not discovered until 1969. Lying under 165 feet of water, 12 miles northeast of Two Rivers. He says the survey found the ship in remarkably good condition, with most of the outer hull planking intact and even the original blue paint still visible. Everton says the purpose of the survey is to have the Rouse Simmons declared a National Historic Site, both for legal protection and to give the wreck the recognition it deserves. John Helgeson, Wisconsin Public Radio.